versus Wade fallout. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade on June 24th, concerns are growing over the protection of Supreme Court justices as protests continue outside their homes. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
On Friday, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin received a letter from the Supreme Court Marshal requesting that local laws be enforced to shut down protests at Supreme Court justices' homes due to increased threatening activity. The two governors have responded, essentially saying, yeah, we've been asking the Department of Justice to do this for months. According to Governor Hogan's office, the two made this request to Attorney General Merrick Garland as soon as the draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked. But, quote, hours after an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh, the Department of Justice finally responded, declining to enforce the laws. In response to the letter, both governors stated that they will continue to utilize law enforcement to the extent that their state laws allow.
U.S. Marshals have helped with security, despite the Justice Department not stopping any of the protests. Police in Denmark say they have arrested a 22-year-old Danish man in the shooting deaths of three people at a busy shopping mall in Copenhagen Sunday. Three people were critically wounded in the shooting, which happened at Fields, one of the biggest shopping malls in Scandinavia. Police believe the shooter acted alone. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California, who is also a member of the January 6th committee, telling CBS's Face the Nation about the danger of immunizing a former president.
The decision not to move forward with an investigation or not to move forward with the prosecution because of someone's political status or political influence or because they have a following, to me, that is a far more dangerous thing to our Constitution.
Republicans say that Democrats are using the hearings as a distraction from the inflation crisis. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A three-year-old boy fell to his death from a Manhattan balcony Saturday.
The NYPD says the investigation is ongoing as to how the toddler fell from the 29th floor of the Harlem high-rise in New York City Saturday morning. Witnesses say the boy landed on scaffolding below near the third floor and was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. It's unclear if window guards, which are required if a child under 10 lives there, were installed in the unit where the boy fell from. Investigators say at least two adults were home in the apartment at the time of the incident. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
In Tennessee, certain convicts will be spending a lot more time behind bars now that a new law is in effect.
Starting this month in Tennessee, people convicted of crimes will need to spend 100% of that sentence as a prisoner. It's called the Truth in Sentencing Act. And it became popular among legislators who realized people convicted of crimes, even violent ones, were serving less than half of their sentences before being let out. Some inmates' rights groups are calling the new law unfair or unjust and say it limits the chances of convicts to live better lives after prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new number one at the holiday box office.
Minions, The Rise of Gru, pulls in $108.5 million in ticket sales through Sunday.
You seriously think a puny little child can be a villain?
Yes, I am pretty despicable. You don't want to cross me.
By the end of the holiday weekend, the computer animated comedy could earn enough to be one of the biggest openings ever for a July 4th weekend. Top Gun Maverick comes in at number two in its sixth week in theaters, adding an additional $25.5 million to its more than $1 billion total. Elvis, number three, with $19 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.